Welcome to TGS NOPEC Q&A conference call. For the first part of this call, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Afterwards, there will be a question and answer session. To ask a question, please press five star on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this call is being recorded. I will now hand the word over to Kristian Johansen, CEO of TGS NOPEC. Please begin your meeting.
Thank you, and good afternoon to our European audience, and a very good morning to all our U.S.-based participants. Thank you all for dialing in at this conference call at the end of the week. My name is Kristian Johansen. I'm the CEO of TGS, and with me today I have our CFO, Fredrik Amundsen. Last evening, we had the pleasure of announcing that we have submitted an offer for the purchase of the multi-client data library of TGS. After a short introduction, we will open up for questions. As you all know, the seismic industry has seen a sharp drop in aggregate return on capital caused by a combination of factors such as lower oil price, more consolidated customer base, and overcapacity on the supply side. As a result, industry players have changed their strategy towards specialization, such that most companies have become either pure vessel operators or pure multi-client providers. TGS has, since its inception, focused on an asset-light multi-client operation and has grown to become a leading global multi-client seismic company. TGS has built a significant multi-client library and is a key player in the seismic industry. As opposed to TGS, TGS has been an integrated operator and is today the only remaining player of size in the industry pursuing both data acquisition and multi-client seismic strategy. Following recent market developments, TGS is of the view that a combination of the TGS and TGS multi-client businesses will improve the ability of the industry to deliver best-in-class services to its customers while also creating value for its owners and other stakeholders. TGS strongly believes that a combination contemplated under the offer will deliver more scale, better data, and increased efficiencies in the seismic industry. At the same time, the transaction would position TGS credibly as one of the most solid in the seismic vessel and acquisition industry, supported by a robust balance sheet and strong technology. This is the basis for why we today submitted an offer for the purchase of the multi-client data library of TGS for a cash consideration of $600 million. In addition, TGS has proposed that the parties enter into post-closing collaboration between the parties that comprises a framework agreement for future acquisition services by TGS to TGS, as well as the opportunity for TGS to participate in future multi-client opportunities pursued by TGS. The proposed transaction presents an opportunity for TGS and its stakeholders to monetize its multi-client data library in excess of its fully reported value, thereby securing liquidity to repay its $135 million revolving credit facility due in September 2020, and to further significantly deleverage its balance sheet to support continued operations. The offer will be financed by on-balance cash, a new term loan facility of $200 million, and new equity. TGS, with our very robust balance sheet, has seen strong support from our lenders for the financing of the offer. As for the equity financing, TGS will revert with further details of the structure of such financing in due course. TGS remains committed to maintaining a strong financial position and its existing dividend policy. The offer will deliver certain value and substantial funds to TGS in what are challenging times for the entire seismic industry, and will also provide the company with continued exposure towards the multi-client market through a post-transaction collaboration agreement. For TGS, the acquisition of TGS multi-client data library would broaden our offering as a multi-client geophysical data provider in all major mature and frontier basins worldwide. So to summarize quickly, the proposed transaction is aimed at safeguarding customers' access to leading acquisition technology, high-quality data acquisition capacity, and top-tier data processing capabilities, whether they choose to purchase data through the contract model or the multi-client model. We see a strong complement between our existing business and the TGS data library, and the opportunity to leverage our expertise and scale to improve returns. Concurrently, a refocused and refinanced PGS will be a world-leading and highly innovative provider of acquisition technology and marine acquisition capacity, providing a strong platform for creating long-term value for the company shareholders. We believe the consolidation and further partnership between our two companies carries a strong industry logic, and we look forward to initiate the dialogue with the management and board of PGS. With that introduction, we open up for questions. Operator, please introduce the first participant wanting to ask a question.
If you have a question for the speakers, please press 5-star on your telephone keypad now. To withdraw your question, you can press 5-star again. We will have a brief pause while questions are being registered. And the first question is from the line of Miss Amy. Please go ahead. Your line will now be unmuted.
Hi, good afternoon, Christian and Frederick. It's Amy Wong here from UBS. A couple of questions from me. You talk about some efficiency gains in terms of combining the multi-client libraries. Can you elaborate on what kind of cost savings you envision? Not just on the late sales side, but in terms of how you envision data acquisition becoming more efficient. Thank you.
No, I think there are leadership team, et cetera, and have them handle a bigger amount of data, which obviously gives some significant efficiency gains and synergies here. So I think on the multi-client side, I mean, it's quite clear that you can handle bigger data amounts. But you know, I mean, the market is very challenging now, and we're down to about, our Q2 numbers were 55%. It obviously means that our workforce is able to handle more than what we have today. So I think that goes without saying that we have a lot of efficiency gains there. And I think, we're indicating in the press release that we're looking for some collaboration also on the acquisition side going forward. That's something that we obviously welcome PGS feedback on that. I think that would be a win-win for both companies to have a slightly stronger collaboration on the acquisition side. And then what we haven't really discussed yet is both companies have a quite significant processing organization, and we're obviously welcome to discuss anything that we can do to become more efficient as a company. So there's a lot of things to be discussed here, and we welcome the opportunity to sit down with PGS to discuss that in further detail.
All right. The line was slightly patchy there, but in terms of maybe, could you quantify the kind of percentage savings on maybe like on a per square kilometer basis to give us a sense of what you guys are envisioning?
No, I don't want to do that without talking to the other party. But I think where we see savings is obviously that we can handle a much bigger data library with pretty much the same number of people and pretty much the same size of staff.
All right. Thanks, Christian. I'll turn it over.
Thank you, Amy.
And the next question is from the line of Mr. Edward. Please go ahead. Your line will now be unmuted.
Hello. Thank you for taking my question. Just wondering, with all CapEx cuts announced left and right in the industry, so why are you doing this or trying to do this deal now? Because you are obviously in at the forefront of exploration and such. I was wondering, what do you see in the industry that prompted you to do this deal? Thank you.
I think I would, first of all, I would say that I think history shows that you typically do better deals when the oil price is 40 than when it's 100. Right? So we've been successful for many years by being counter-cyclical, and I think this is another counter-cyclical move by PGS. We think the short-term outlook for the industry is obviously extremely challenging and very uncertain, but we strongly believe in the long-term outlook for oil and gas and also exploration. We think there is a significant underinvestment taking place in the industry today, and we think sooner or later that will have to change. because the long-term fundamentals for oil and gas and demand for oil and gas is still very, very strong, which means that sooner or later you will see a pickup in exploration. So again, a lot of uncertainty near-term, but long-term we feel very confident. And typically you do the best deals when everything looks pretty bad.
Okay, so I can ask another one. Since you're basically buying a big chunk of PGS, is this like a backdoor way to merge both companies?
No, we haven't thought about that. I mean, what we are proposing is that we take over the multi-client library, and we believe in a model where both companies are specialized in what they do best. We think PGS is an excellent vessel company, an excellent technology company, a company that we would like to collaborate with in the future. But we also know that PGS is a very strong multi-client company and an asset-light company that has been successful for many years since its inception in 1981. So by specializing and really prioritizing your efforts on what you do best, we think that will yield better returns for both side stakeholders.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And as a reminder, since we have a lot of participants joining a little bit late, if you wish to ask a question, please press 5-star on your telephone keypad now. And the next question is from the line of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead. Your line will now be unmuted.
Hi, it's Sahar from GS. Thank you for taking my questions. You made it clear that clearly negotiations still have to go ahead with PGS, but could you talk a bit about whether you'd be open to buying the multi-client organization as well on top of the data if they were open to that?
I'm not ready to comment on that because we haven't really thought about that and we haven't really considered that as part of our offer. So, I mean, if they come back and that's a preferred solution from the other side, it's obviously something we would need to consider. But our offer is for the multi-client data library only.
Okay, so you would see PGS remaining in that multi-client library, so you'd still have the same number of players, but just a different distribution between, sides of the library.
Yeah, but as part of the offer, we have also proposed that we enter into a collaboration on future multi-client projects, such that PGS has a right to participate in PGS projects in the future.
Great, thank you. And then, I guess when we think about buying another multi-client book, there's obviously different accounting standards between different companies. How do you think about the risks of any write-downs or impairments, particularly in this macro environment with what's happening with COVID for short-term demand for the PGS book value?
No, I'll have to repeat what I said previously. I mean, the short-term outlook is very, very uncertain, and $600 million is a lot of money. But at the same time, we strongly believe in the long-term outlook for this industry. We see that the industry desperately needs more consolidation, and this is the way to do it. So I would say we've done a lot of valuation here, valuation work. We know the data library really well, and we come to a valuation that we think can yield a proper return for TGS, and that's where we are.
Thank you. And I just have one last one. So you've sort of said that you don't need to add any more cost, and clearly one of the key advantages here will be putting a lot more data through your infrastructure. So do we think of this as being relatively margin accretive because you should have the same total cost number, but obviously with a much higher revenue line? Or will there be some extra costs, like extra computing power, even if you don't need extra salespeople?
Yeah, I think the fixed cost wouldn't change much, but there may be some changes to variable cost. I wouldn't say that it's going to stay completely flat. It will go slightly up, but I mean, it would be margin accretive, or if not, we wouldn't do it. So we feel quite confident that we can cover most of that with existing workforce and existing compute capacity, at least on the fixed cost side.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the next question is from the line of Miss Amy. Please go ahead. Your line will now be unmuted.
again. Thanks for letting me. Hi, thanks for letting me back in the queue. Just thinking, the decision today to go after the PGS multi-client library. Could you give us some color in terms of kind of some of the other, you know, alternative uses of cache that you've looked into? Why the PGS library? Have you considered other libraries? Why is it the best fit? Just give us some more color on the thought process of how you arrived at the decision, please.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of things. And number one, we think the industry, as any other old service subsector, desperately needs consolidation. So this is the way to consolidate the market. The second thing is that we obviously know that, and you know as well, that PGS had some challenges with refinancing and a bond that falls due, or an RCF that falls due in September. PGS has access to capital because of our strong balance sheet. And last but not least, it's an extremely good fit between those two libraries. So we actually think it makes a lot of strategic sense too for both parties. So there are several reasons, but I think that those three factors are obviously quite important in terms of the decision-making process that we have been through. In terms of all the data libraries, you know, I think all I can say is that this is where we are. This is the process that we have pursued. And it's a great match between those two libraries. PGS is really strong in areas where PGS is less strong and the other way around.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make a reference back to a comment you made in the second quarter earnings call where you have ambitions to become not just oil and gas data provider, but in terms of energy data provider. So in terms of thinking about, like, you know, right now you're doubling down on oil and gas. What about, you know, what's the drawback from looking at alternative business lines other than doubling down on oil and gas? Like, why doesn't it appeal to you now?
I think in general, I think we're of the opinion that oil and gas will still be a good business to be part of. There may be fewer players in the future, but the best companies will survive, and the best companies will have a strong margin when the industry finally picks up again. So, I mean, that hasn't really changed. We want to build a strong market share and position in the core business of what we do today. I think this transaction doesn't change anything in that regard. We're still looking at opportunities to, you know, go from data to information, which this transaction will actually strengthen that because you get even more data. And as you know, the more data you have, the more information you can provide. So I think that strategy is still stays the same or probably can be accelerated. And then obviously, as I said previously, you know, we're looking at all the data types as well. You know, when we're good at handling massive amounts of data, big data has been part of our industry for 20 years. So we're looking at some ideas outside oil and gas too, but still within energy. And this is not going to make any change to that. If anything, it may accelerate it.
Got you. Thanks for the insight, Christian.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
And the next question is from the line of Mr. Christopher. Please go ahead. Your line will now be unmuted.
Yes, good morning and afternoon, gentlemen. This deal has been rumored in the past as well. Could you elaborate a bit on the timeline here regarding, you know, how much due diligence work have you done, and any feeling regarding the distance here between the offered price from you and, of course, what PGS would have hoped to receive? Thank you.
Oh, that's very hard to comment on because PGS received this offer last night and a phone call as well to present the offer. So there haven't been any serious discussions between the two parties prior to this offer. What I can say and what you're referring to is that obviously the companies have in the same market and competing and also had a supplier-client relationship for close to 40 years. So obviously we know each other really well. We have a lot of respect for each other. We have discussed in the past, you know, whether we should collaborate closer. As a result of that, we have a very strong collaboration, for example, in Canada, and we also have a collaboration in Northwest Africa. But this particular deal has not been discussed between the two parties before last night.
And is it fair to assume this is an all or nothing deal? You wouldn't consider if, you know, buying part of PGS Library?
We haven't considered that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the next question is from the line of Mr. Andrew Cruz. Please go ahead. Your line will now be unmuted.
Thank you for taking the call. Thinking about the price you're offering here, so if I'm sitting it from PGS's point of view, the acquisition is made with their own vessels, so from a book cost, it's naturally lower than book costs of other multi-client people, and yet you're offering just 600 million. I understand that the size of their multi-client book is of the same order of size as yours, and your EV is approximately, well, nearly three times that $600 million. So why do you think a cash offer at this level will be attractive to PGS?
Because you cannot really make that comparison as you do, because we're just buying an existing data library. We don't buy a full organization with people and resources and imaging and processing and all that kind of stuff. We're just buying a data set. So that's why you cannot really pay most.
I didn't say why is that price attractive to you. I can see why it's attractive to you. Why do you think that price would be attractive to PGS to take away their entire library that's of the same order of magnitude as yours and leave them with all the staff and everything else?
Because $600 million is a lot of money in today's market. Even for PGS.
Right. Okay. Well, let's move on to a second question then. Can you flesh out more what you mean by the collaboration on the future, the rights to participate in future projects? How useful do you think that is, and can you explain in more detail what exactly you're offering there, please?
Yeah, I cannot go in much detail, outside what we have already press release, but what I can say is that we are prepared to enter into a discussion with management and the board of PGS to discuss some future collaboration models. One would be to allow PGS to be part of future multi-client projects of PGS, and another one is to give PGS some kind of a preferential right to supply their vessels to our future projects. That's pretty much as far as I can go in that regard.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And just as a reminder, if you do have a question, please press 5* on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from the line of Barclays. Please go ahead. Your line will now be unmuted.
Good afternoon, everybody. Sorry, good morning, everybody. It's Mick here from Barclays. A couple of questions, if I may. I know it's not been an issue in the past when you've bought libraries, but do you think there are any authorities who could be interested in looking at a combination, given the size of it and how consolidated this industry is getting?
We've done some preliminary assessments, and so far we don't think that that's going to be the case. You know, if you look at our combined market share as a percentage of overall seismic spending, it's relatively low. It's in the mid-20s. So there may be certain regions where we are slightly bigger than that. But you need to look at this market as overall seismic spending, because the clients obviously have a choice whether they want to do multi-client or contract. And in that regard, we're not that big, actually. As I said, mid-20s. So we don't foresee that. But obviously, we have to go through that regulatory process, but don't foresee any big issues there.
Okay, and a follow-up. Obviously, you tried to buy the current library. Does that library give you positions which you could then use to expand on going forward? Is that part of the deal here in your eyes?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, it's always a good starting point when you're going to acquire new data to know the subsurface, and the best way to know the subsurface is to have existing data. So it's obviously a great advantage.
Okay, and then following up on that, obviously timing now, we know PGS has got certain deadlines in a matter of weeks. And obviously one of the pushbacks would be wait for them to get through there and see if you can get the asset out of fire sale. Is this partly an admission that the industry needs PGS to be healthy to go forward, given the state it's in?
Yeah, I think that would be a great advantage for the entire industry if PGS is in a good and healthy shape. I mean, as I said previously, PGS is a company where they have great technology, they have good vessels, they have a good organization. So I think we all like to for PGS to be part of the market going forward. And we welcome any closer collaboration.
Okay, thank you, Christian. Cheers.
Thanks, Nick.
As there are no further questions at this moment, I will hand the word back to the speaker for any closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. We are super excited about this opportunity, and we're looking forward to get feedback from PGS as well. And we'll obviously report in due course on any progress that we have in getting this to the next stage. So again, thank you very much for your attention, and I'll hope to see you sometime in Q3, and hopefully physically. Thank you very much. Bye.